I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
From the latest news and rumors around the sports world,
go Angels, go Angels,
to the sound bites you need to hear,
hurry, hurry.
It's Quick Hits.
JP, we mentioned a lot about the two-point conversion. Gage Larvadan muffed another punt this week and was a part of the failed two-point conversion play, which he was asked about after the game.
What was supposed to happen on that two-point conversion?
We were supposed to score, so we get 2 points. Yep.
All right. Gage made a big whoopsie. Not on that play, but another one. I thought this answer was objectively hilarious.
It's kind of funny. It's right in line with the answer that Shador gave. I don't know which reporter it was, but they asked him, like, so what were you trying to do on that play to... was it the fan in one or the Njoku one? Either one. He was like, did you mean to get it to that receiver? He's like, yeah, I threw it there for a reason. Yeah. Like, it's all of that. Yes, I like when athletes have the awareness in the moment to understand that sometimes reporters ask dumb questions.
Also, I just like that Gage, he's been under fire. I mean, there's a chance at some point in the very near future, if he does at least one more of those, they might strongly scold him. Or I don't even maybe threaten him just being cut. So the idea that that Gage was like, you know, I'm not going to answer that question. I know exactly what you're asking, but I'm like, that's the appropriate of you just lost. You made a mistake in that loss, although, again, not on the 2-point conversion. And I'm just going to go ahead and be a little bit of a smartass here.
How do you have him return punts anymore?
I don't know. They just did it.
I know. But like, and they probably will for the rest of the season. But yeah. I don't know how you justify that. And it stinks because I root for him. I like him. But I don't know how you continue to put him out there.
Because you're just going to keep doing it.
You're just going to keep doing it.
Yeah. The bold thing about the Browns is this is great. Where they're like, phew, man, that was a real mistake. And then they act like, we got this covered. Don't you guys worry. And then they just keep doing it.
Like maybe in a dome, maybe in a dome. But if like there's any wind at all, like
so
please,
we just,
no.
Wait, so wait. We just
like
have to wait.
A slight breeze is like, no, thank you.
Just be patient, JP, in
That's
3 years.
Yeah.
3 to 4 years.
And then you get to play half of your games in a dome.
Yep.
Only half. We'll count for the other half somewhere, but yeah.
Omaha!
All right, College Football Playoff Committee, they came out with their rankings. Notre Dame missing out is the big deal here. Notre Dame has been very grumpy about the whole ordeal. They say they won't do any bowl games. They won't participate after this. And so it's an interesting little tidbit to the whole conversation, but Notre Dame, big mad.
Yeah, this would be like when a trust fund baby doesn't get to get in the club, and then they throw a huge hissy fit and threaten to sue the owner. Ooh, you got us, yeah. Notre Dame. Did Notre Dame lose some games this year, or were they undefeated? Did I miss the point where they were undefeated?
Not only did they lose games, they lost games to Miami. And yeah. That's why Miami was ahead of them.
Now, granted, you can say, well, how did somebody leapfrog all that? You left it up to chance. Like, I got to be honest with you, Vanderbilt their head coach, Clark Lee, had an incredible response to this, where it was like, you know, basically the media baited him. They set it up like, how frustrating is this? And he's like, no, we didn't do our job.
Didn't do our job, yeah.
And here's the thing. When it was two teams, There was it, I always had such empathy for programs. If it was like 3 12-1 teams and somebody got in, always had empathy. When it was four teams and there was always one team left out, always had. It's 12 teams. That's half the top 25.
Now, yeah, like, within this though, I don't love the idea that Tulane and James Madison are in. I think they made that part of the rule, and I don't know that I need that necessarily.
Well, in fairness, if the ACC was a real football conference, we wouldn't have this problem either.
Well, and so that's where Notre Dame's AD came out, and this morning he was talking about, like, basically, if there's a separation shortly, it would not surprise me.
Yeah,
he was very mad at the ACC and their responses to all of this. He's like, we're with you for 24 different sports, and this is how you act to us? As if Notre Dame couldn't be acted any other way. So I would imagine that maybe this is all one big setup for Notre Dame just to go ahead and make their move to the Big Ten.
Yeah, they're not going to go to the Big
Ten. Something that isn't the ACC, though.
No, they're not going to do that because they fundamentally will never learn a lesson because that's Notre Dame. They just think they're better than everyone, and they get to play by a different set of rules. And then when something happens that proves that is not true, cognitive dissonance happens.
Omaha!
A little frustrated there.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go with the Chiefs. Playoff chances are now in the low teens after their 20-10 defeat at the hands of Houston Texans. Will Patrick Mahomes ever win a Super Bowl again?
Yes, I think he will. What I think is interesting is that, which first off, Travis Kelce can't hang on to the football at this point.
Of them can.
Well, we can't be surprised. I know, but he leads the team in drops like he is. We can't be surprised.
He's holding on to Taylor Swift so hard.
Yeah, number one podcast in the country. Gonna marry Taylor Swift.
You're saying his attention is divided?
We just can't be shocked by this. At 35 years old, all of a sudden he starts to fall off a little bit. Like this.
How old are you?
I'm 36.
Ah.
So actually, I think he might actually be 36 at this point. We move at the same ages. I just don't know exactly when his birthday is. So he probably is 36. We can't be shocked here. We can't be surprised. Here's the problem, though, Nick. This is the same thing like rooting for Belmont in the NCAA basketball tournament, and you get to the Elite Eight, and you're like, wait, where's the Blue Bloods?
Mm-hmm.
Too much Belmont. That's what's happening here. We're going to get to the postseason, and we're going to look around and be like, oh, too many teams we don't care about the same way we care about Patrick Mahomes, and that's not great.
Yeah, listen, in the end, the Chiefs missing the playoffs, getting a higher draft pick. This is one of the cases where getting a top 15 pick might land you a Jordan Tyson or a Carnell Tate, or it might land you, I can't remember the tight end's the name that it was just there, but like, the Chiefs have been drafting poorly at the back half of the draft. And it's really been since like the Creed Humphrey, Trey Smith draft, maybe the Karlaftis, McDuffie draft. Since then, they just have not replenished around Mahomes enough.
Well, and they're really expensive players are guys like Chris Jones, who was really good, but now he's older. Travis Kelce, who's really good, but now he's older. And so like all the money that they spent in big ways are to a lot of aged guys.
So it makes sense. And again, I think they will. But I think we're probably 2 years away from them being a serious Super Bowl contender again. I think it's going to take two good drafts. And again, they'll be back in the playoffs next year. Yeah. But two.
Mahomes has 10 more years. It wouldn't surprise me if he has kind of like a Tom Brady situation where Tom Brady went 10 years in between Super Bowl wins in his career at a spot in his career. But if you look at like Brady's career, it's separated. It wouldn't surprise me if something like that happens.
Omaha!
All right. What do you know about giant inflatable Easter bunnies?
Not a lot.
Okay, well, let me tell you something that the Philadelphia Eagles learned about them. Apparently, they just end up in your locker room when you're having all sorts of problems with vibes in the locker room. They're calling this the Vibe Bunny, and it appeared right outside of Saquon Barkley's locker room. It's a giant inflatable Easter bunny.
Oh, it's a I thought it was like a person.
No. Giant inflatable
like
Easter bunny.
Artificial enhancements?
It looks like it's a solid 12 feet tall. It's massive. And no one knows how it got there. Nobody knows who placed it there. It just showed up, and they're calling it the Vibe Bunny, and Saquon was asked about it.
I have no idea. I'm not into like holidays and like bunnies and Christmas. I do the Christmas stuff. I got kids, but like I'm not really big like joyful holiday person. I guess so. I don't know why. I think that's really the only spot we can fit a big bunny. But I was told it's Vibe Bunny, and the vibes are high. So
I kind of love the idea that they wanted him to be like, yeah, Vibe Bunny. This is awesome. And he's like, I don't really even enjoy holidays. I don't know what's going on here.
The Eagles are so cooked.
It made me want to bet against them tonight.
I mean, this is
like Vibe Bunny alone made me want to bet against them tonight.
Like, what? Because they're a less 12-foot inflatable Easter Bunny town on the planet than Philadelphia? I mean, they almost, to get the bad juju of this out of locker room, they should have 20 drunken...
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Island Philadelphia fans come in with batteries and chuck it at it until
it's
falls.
Santa Claus. That's for Santa.
Well, no. But they did it for Pete Rose. They've done it for a million. Like, if you give drunken, violent, you already knew the violent part, Philly fans batteries, someone's getting it chucked at. Be it Santa Claus, a five-year-old child, the Easter Bunny. You get it. This is not good.
Who thought Vibe Bunny? Like, did they see this on sale and was like, this is what's going to turn the season around?
Is this
going to be... If I find out this is Sirianni, I'm out on him forever.
I refuse to believe it's Howie Roseman.
Was it Big Dom?
You think Big Dom's up?
Yeah, I could see Big Dom. Being the biggest people are always the softest when it comes to this stuff.
Right here.
Mm-hmm.
That's so true.
Omaha!
Ohio State lost in the Big Ten title game. Do you care?
Yeah, I care.
That game really pissed me off.
Well, I don't care as much as you do, probably,
Indiana,
but I care.
Indiana was not the better team. That's what upsets me about it. Ryan Day played, coached that game like he was ahead by 45 points from the final 3 minutes on how they acted at the end of the first half, where they took up all the time, didn't even come close to scoring a touchdown. Then they get the ball back to start the second half. And what a weak-ass drive that was. Like, that was your 14-point swing right there. And it was... Oh, and by the way, the long drive in the fourth quarter that took up most of the fourth quarter that didn't result in points, that is all Ryan Day. He coached like Andy Reid, clock management-wise, circa 2009.
The third and two throw by Mendoza, the stones to make that call, the 50-yard bomb, the stones to make that call on third and two in that spot, in that situation, and then the execution by Mendoza was top-notch, though.
Yeah, he's a total knob, though.
Oh,
he's a total goober.
I don't understand that. I know people are like, oh, he cut a promo or whatever. He just seemed like an idiot.
Yeah, I know, but it was a pro wrestling promo.
He seems so lame.
Yeah. No, he
corniest
he
human in college football.
It's not great. It's not, like... No, I'm not going to make the joke.
No.
Might as well. It's just not great. It's just really not. You got beat by Urkel.
There you go.
All right. And by the way, that was the nice joke that
it's no longer football Ned Flanders for Kirk Cousins. That's Mendoza's now
Flanders.
Yeah, Mendoza's now football Ned Flanders.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.